We're not going to have any commercial breaks. First, I'd like to give you a little information about there's more than one type of gumbo. There's seafood gumbo. There's chicken and sausage filet gumbo. And there's okra gumbo. And there's many more gumbos besides that. It depends on what you have. See, back then, most of the Creoles or blacks back then had farms. So whatever they had on their farm, that's what they put in their gumbo. That was edible. Now you can make gumbo today. Next week you make gumbo, and you eliminate certain things. You don't have to always put the same thing in gumbo. Whatever you have in your refrigerator, it's like a stew. You just take whatever, and throw it in there, stir it up, and I have never had any complaints. Except for one kid. By the name of Giovanna.
Yes, because I don't like okra gumbo.
Which okra gives the gumbo a good flavor, and it also thickens the gumbo. Instead of using a roux, as much roux, you can use okra as a thickener. Okay, we get started here. Which one should we make today? Chicken and sausage filet gumbo? Okay, we'll do chicken and sausage filet gumbo. Get 3 pounds of chicken. Now, some people take the chicken and they take the skin off, which I prefer because I hate skin floating around in my gumbo. And some people take the chicken and fry it. We personally, at the Roman house, we salt and pepper and fry our chicken in a frying pan. Not fry it all the way through, but brown it on both sides. Grill it. Not grill it, but brown it. Put it in your roux, let it boil on the stove. Put about 3 pounds of chicken. Put it into about 2.5 quarts of water. Then also, while you're doing that, you can take your smoked sausage, about 1 pound of smoked sausage, cut it up into 1/2-inch slices. Add about 2 tablespoons of oil to your water or stock. Some people like to add celery chopped up. Some people add garlic. It's all up to taste. We usually put about 2 medium onions chopped up, 1/4-inch pieces. You can put 1 tablespoon of browning sauce in it if you want, or Worcestershire sauce. Some people even put red bell pepper in it to taste. Boil your stock and vegetables for about 5 minutes, reduce to a medium heat, and cook about 15 minutes. Fry your sausage with water and oil, allowing the water to evaporate before frying begins. When light brown, put into the stock. Put chopped up chicken, garlic seasoning, except pepper, simmer for about 1 hour. Add pepper after it simmers.
What about the shrimp?
I haven't got the shrimp yet. You can take about 2 pounds of shrimp, devein them, peel them. I wouldn't fry the shrimp in a frying pan. I'd take the shrimp and put it, that would be the last thing you put in your gumbo, because you're gonna dry your shrimp out. And you don't have to let the shrimp, you put the shrimp in there just before you wanna serve the gumbo, let it cook a little, because you don't want it to dry out.
What about the crab and the crab legs?
You also can add snow crab legs, What's that other crab that we use?
King crab.
King crab. All kinds of crab.
Crab meat.
Crab meat, if you want to make it thicker. It depends on how you take this. All this is according to your tastes, what your family likes, and what you like. And based on the quantity, that'll be based on the quantity, how much you want to put in there, based on your family, how much they eat.
Mm-hmm. And you can season the chicken and shrimp with whatever seasoning you want.
Salt and pepper, garlic salt. Yes.
Okay. How many bay leaves?
I'd put about 5 or 6 bay leaves in it. Bay leaves.
How much gumbo filet?
No, that's according to taste. Because gumbo filet, you put it in 3 or 4 different times as it's cooking, because filet cooks out of the gumbo. It loses its strength. It's because some people like to get their bowl of gumbo and put the filet on top of the bowl while they're eating it. It depends on...
So while all of the shrimp and the crab and everything is in the stock pot, when do you put the flour in the pan and...
Make the roux.
Make the roux.
That's the very last thing I do. Some people do it different. They make the roux from the start.
And how much flour do you put in the pan at a time?
I usually put about... Because when I cook gumbo, it's in a big old pot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put more roux than the average person. I'll probably put five cups of flour.
But you don't do it all at once?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do. Okay.
You put that in a deep fry pan. Put some oil. Cover the bottom of the fry pan with oil. Take your flour in it. Turn your fire on. Let the pan get hot. And get your wooden spoon. And continually stir that roux while it's cooking on a low fire on the stove.
Until it turns brown.
Because little by little it's going to get darker and darker. The longer you keep it on the fire, the darker the roux gets. Now, some people like a light colored roux. Mm-hmm. The longer you keep that roux on the fire, the browner it gets. So we usually like a little darker flour,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not dark skinned people, but.
Then when the flour is done, do you put all that in the pot at once, or
no,
do you stir in a little bit at a time?
Take your frying pan after the roux to the color that you want. Tip it over to the side of the pot with your other hand, take a spoon, and slowly drop the roux into the pot and stir it. After you put a spoonful in, you stir it. Because that roux, once it hits the water, it's going to create like a ball. It won't break up. So you have to stir and keep stirring it to break up that flour. Or it's going to be all sitting in the bottom of your pan, thick.
And then once all that's done and everything is in the pot, how long does it need to cook for?
Oh, by that time, it's mostly all your stuff is cooked.
Mm.
And while you got your little cup on the side, and you can be sampling it. So you'll be able to, if you want to add some salt or pepper to it, you get, according to taste. You want to add some more filet to it, add the filet. But there's only one thing that you can really mess up with gumbo is your roux. Everything else is just like cooking anything other than gumbo. You cook it to your taste, you put it in the pot. You just gotta make sure you get that roux right and you don't burn the roux. Because that's gonna mess your whole pot up if you burn the roux. Then you just get a big old pot of rice.
How many cups of rice would you fix?
I'd say about 4 cups of rice. Depends on the family. Because I like rice. I like a lot of rice in my gumbo. Some people don't like rice in their gumbo. Then after you got everything all cooked, you sit down at the table, take your shoes off, take your socks off, get barefooted, walk over the stove, get your big old bowl, and fill it up with rice, and take that gumbo and just pour it over the rice, go back to the table, don't say anything to anybody, sit there And you just enjoy your
unbutton your pants.
Well, yeah, unbutton your pants because your belly's going to start sticking out.